What's going on, geeks, otakus, weebs, nerds, he, she, they, and them, whatever your nouns or your pronouns might be. I want to welcome you to the one and only podcast where you can geek out with DJ and Trip.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
I ain't got to do the intro, fool. We already got that.
I know. I just, want to say what's up to everybody.
I understand. You still say what's up. Go ahead.
What's up, peeps? What's up, everybody? And it's Black History Month. We're going to celebrate to the fullest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Happy Black History Month, how I'm going to fellow black people out there. Black power. But anyway,
today's topic is anime that just came out in the winter lineup called Solo Leveling.
Yeah, Solo Leveling. I ain't gonna lie, that shit goated already. I like it. I like it a lot. Just 4 episodes out right now. So pretty much Solo Leveling following it's our world right now. Well, it's basically the world right now, but These things called gates have appeared, or this other dimension has kind of broken through, and like gates start appearing, and then it awakened these powers within these people in the world, and they're called hunters. And basically, when you awaken your hunter power, you have a set amount of power. You're classified on a scale from, what is it, E to S.
Yep.
And you can't exceed your power level. So wherever you are, that's where you stay. You don't exceed it. But there's this one hunter, my boy Jinwoo. He about to show us what he about to become in the future because of what he attained. I ain't gonna spoil too much. We're gonna get into that later. But yeah, Solo Leveling is right now. I'm
and then
I'm hooked those out right now this week. I think it's what, Sunday? Sunday it comes out, or is it Saturday?
I want to say either Sunday or Wednesday. I know it was a church day. I want to say a day on break, and then come back this Wednesday.
Okay, they need to hurry up. Cause I know, so
because I know Shonen is on break, so they might be on break too for the Year of the Dragon. I forgot that starts. But I mean, they Korean. That's one thing I was gonna say. Solo Leveling is a manga, and it's a Korean comic. And I discovered it. It was almost 10 years ago. It was like 9 years ago, 2017, 16, around there somewhere. I just downloaded webtoons. I was bored, didn't have nothing to do, and I was reading God, Adventures of God. That was my big thing. And then the next one was Solo Leveling. And the way webtoons is set up is almost like an anime. You know, you just keep swiping, and it kind of moves. And it was just so addicting. And the sad thing about it is, like, even though the story ended, the person who made the story ended up passing away. And they never got to, like, you know, do an anime with his consent, if that makes sense.
I got you. So they really didn't get his, go ahead to be like, hey, y'all can,
Or supervision, But they doing it justice. They definitely doing it justice. And I mean, he had a team that basically finished it off for him. And because he actually wrote light novels, and then he green lighted the webtoons. So the webtoons is the last thing that he green lighted. So like all the names and all the things they say is really Korean based.
I could tell from their names. I was like, yeah, this is definitely Korean based. But getting into it. So one of my first questions for you, because, you know, I know this is your baby. You said this is a, what's the word? It's not a manga, since it's Korean.
Okay.
So, because I had to correct my terminology, I was thinking this was a manga, so that's why I'm glad I asked before, you know, I started disrespecting them. But any of our Korean listeners, so, you know, forgive me, I'm making sure I'm looking correct before I do this, all right? So anyway, so in your opinion, how is the anime adaptation holding up to the manga so far? With the first four episodes that's out, how is it holding up?
I ain't gonna lie, like the webtoons was so good, and it has sound effects. Some comics on there, you know, have like sound effects, music. It had all of that, and sometimes it had like voice acting, you know, in the beginning. So it was a. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay. It was definitely brought to life the right way. They hit every beat, every cliffhanger, but since it's like a weekly thing, it kind of like stops the momentum, because as you're reading on webtoons, you're scrolling. So, you know, certain parts were supposed to continue and not be cut off. Like the first episode, you know, like how it cuts off when he sees the statue. Yeah,
he sees the statue. I ain't gonna lie. Let's stop right there, because I want to talk about that first episode. That first episode was, like, it really had got me hooked in from the beginning, when them hunters are on the island and they fighting those ants. And, you know, you think it's going to be all hope lost for them motherfuckers. Then the S-rank hunters come in. That's what really got me. And I was like, oh, these motherfuckers ain't coming up. They ain't bullshit. They can't fuck some shit up.
Okay, that also is another thing. That is chef's kiss. Because as a reader, you don't know nothing but him. That's all you know. You don't know nothing about the world. Like, you grow with him and you grow with the world. The world expands that he's expanding. But I like how they introduce the world first and let you get like a glimpse of like everything. Because in the reading, you learn it through him.
Yeah.
And as he levels up, you level up on your knowledge. So I like how they show like snippets of things that he's going to go through, things, people he's going to see. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that was chef's kiss, because them ants that they was fighting.
Yeah.
Wait till he has to fight them. You know what I'm saying? They gave you a snippet of how they would fight. But wait till he comes around and has to do it too. So yeah, that was cool. And then they show the old girl. I can't remember her name, but she's American. She's an American girl. She's S-ranked. Yeah, with the hat.
Yeah, I forgot her name too. It started with an H, I think. It was like Ha something. But yeah, I know who you're talking
Hannah.
About.
I think her name was Hannah. I don't know. But
yeah, you just wiped shit out of her name.
She goaded. She goaded too.
Yeah,
they also showed the other S ranks too. Like, I like how they showed them but didn't say nothing about them. So if you know, you know.
One of them, the guild master, right?
Yeah,
but one of the largest hunter guilds.
Yeah, I think he has 3 to 4 S ranks in his guild.
Yeah, because that girl was one of them, the blonde haired girl, one of them.
And most of them try to stick together due to the dungeon breaks, because once you get high up the S rank dungeons, they tend to come out. Like how them ants came out, they sometimes come out of the dungeon, because the premise of it is they supposed to go in the dungeon, kill the monsters before they come out, and bring the resources out so that they can use them for daily life. like medicines. You know, it might be technology they never seen before, you know, stuff like that. But as the world gets expanded, you realize that it's kind of like Attack on Titan. Like, you realize, like, oh shit, it's like actually the opposite. Like, yeah, it gets flipped on its head.
I can't wait till we get to that point. But yeah, I know from the first episode, you know, they, like you said, they kind of expand, they kind of give us a snippet of the world. So they show like the ants, they show some of the S rank hunters, they show like three of them. One was a healer, and the two other ones, one was a tank. That was like, he it's like that motherfucker was using the gentle fist out there, boy. I was like, ooh, he a fighter, okay. And the other dude, he was like Wolverine, but with Raven mixed together, he had like the claws like Wolverine, and then he was using lightning. I was like, oh, these boys nice out here. They were fighting the ants, and they were fighting these like little red, I call them fire ants, and they had like these big white ones. I thought them was like the queens, but then come find out them motherfuckers in packs too. And it's like, bro, them ain't even the leaders. Oh shit.
Look, and so, they not even the grunts. They the babies.
See, so that's the bullshit.
Exactly. So that's why I like how they gave you a little snippet. Like, yeah, we
it's like you thinking that's really most, look that's like a powerful boss or something. Like, that's a powerful enemy right there. Like, this is how strong they're gonna be. Nah, this ain't even scratching the surface.
It's worse than the Hunter Chimera Ant arc. Worse than that.
Yeah.
It's just like it, but it's worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after that first episode, you know, they gave us that little snippet at the beginning, then we meet Jin Woo. And then pretty much skipping past that, they kind of give you a little background of him on that first episode. But then that's when they show them going into the dungeon. And, you know, they show everybody talking, conversing. Because it's supposed to be a regular E-rank dungeon. It's supposed to be, what I call a quick cash and grab. They're supposed to get in, get out. That was it. But these girls go in there, and they fighting. They get to this part where they think they beat the dungeon boss, and they think the dungeon is done. Then they found this other entrance that go let them go in deeper. Then that's when they end up in their room with the statues. And boy, when I tell you, I had already seen, like, all the hype surrounding that first, like this first scene. So I was excited to see it. But, you know, it's like you said, it was supposed to be a continuation because that's how the models are. But since the anime adaptation, it cut right when they got into the dungeon and they show like the face of the statue and they kind of zoomed it in on it. So next episode, that's when you really get to see like, oh shit. Shit really ain't sweet around here. Shit really fucked up in this bitch. Because yeah. Those statues and that big ass statue fucked that group up, bro. I'm talking about eviscerated people, burnt people, cut people in half and quarters and fucking pieces. Like, they learned what true despair and pain was in that damn room. It was crazy.
And we also got a little snippet of Jin Woo's life, too, because it's like, they's in a D rank dungeon, and it felt like they was fighting S rank. How they was bringing it. So he thinking in his head, I'm the weakest hunter of all time. And in they world, you can't get no stronger. So he's the weakest. He's just tagging along, just trying to, you know, kill one goblin or, you know, cut somebody's finger off and, you know, get some bucks to save his mom. Because his mom has she has internal sleep, basically.
That's what they called it, disease.
Basically, she's comatose because of the dungeons. Like, it's related to all that.
The mana.
Now, one thing they did leave out. I don't remember them saying it. You probably heard them say it, but I didn't hear it. About his dad. That's one thing they did say in the beginning. What happened was his dad was a part of the first dungeon exploration.
Yeah, the only he just like mentioned it as he was conversing or talking about his life. He just mentioned that his dad had went missing.
Oh, well, in the beginning, they were bullying him because they were saying, oh, your dad was an S rank and you you are the weakest rank hunter. And it was like, your dad left because you were so weak.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I think about it, they left that whole part out. Like him getting bullied in that dungeon, they left that part out because that's what caused them to die in the first place, because they was bullying him and mistreating him the whole dungeon. So when they got to this part and he was trying to tell them, like, hey, you know, I've been in danger a lot and this is dangerous. They're like, man, we D rank, man. It's just a D rank. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't fathom it being higher than them because they felt superior to him and they felt superior to the dungeon. They was caught off guard by the statues. And that's when they started listening to him, when bodies started hitting the floor, like, now what was you saying again?
Yeah. And see, so it's funny, like, that you said that, because I was sure going to ask, because they definitely didn't show, they didn't depict it like that in the anime. They just kind of, you know, he was in there, you know, he fought this little goblin and almost damn near died to it. And then that's when, you know, they kind of had that flashback. He kind of had a flashback of, like, some of his previous runs in dungeons and his experience with other people. And they wasn't, like, necessarily bullying him, like how you said, but they were kind of like, hey, you know, don't hold us back, you know, pull your weight. They were kind of like shit like that, but it wasn't, like, bullying to that degree in which you just explained. So that kind of, I kind of wish that they would have put that in there, because that would have, it would have made me feel more for him. I already felt for him as a character anyway. Like, I feel attached to him already in the beginning, you know, considering what his position he's in. But if I would have seen that, I think that would have made that, I think that would draw you in more to him. Mm-hmm. But I was sure gonna ask you, is it leaving anything out so far? And you already confirmed that. And it's like, dang, that was a whole different depiction from what I got.
But they did it so smoothly, I forgot about it.
They did.
Until I realized, like, the premise of so two things happened. His dad was the first explorer in a dungeon because mm-hmm. he was considered S rank, the first S rank, and no one knew what his powers were. So he went in solo. That's where solo leveling come in at. So they thought his power was, you know, something they could nobody see. As soon as he got in that dungeon, the dungeon disappeared, and then his mom got sick. And that's when he became a hunter looking for his dad. He was, the main thing was, he was one, looking for his dad, and then he was making money on the side. But the main thing was, he was looking for his dad and trying to understand what dungeons were.
Yeah.
So, the third episode is when his shit got real. And yeah. Before bodies that, the dude with the curly hair, he was team bully. He was on the bully team. So it was two teams. One team was team bully, fuck, you know, Gene Woo now. And the other team was, we've been with Gene Woo this whole time and support him. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't bullying him.
Yeah.
So the older guy told them to stop bullying him. Mr. That's how they became. Yeah, that's how they got close, because yeah. he stopped it, and he was like, "We all, you know, participating in this, and you know, he might can't help right now, but if we help him get, you know, better equipment and better stuff, he can assist us." And I think that's how the sword came about. And that's another thing. I realized later on, I can't remember if it was episode 3 or 4. He was in his inventory and he said, oh, I got this sword from Sun.
Yeah.
That part out.
It was episode 3, because he went down into that dungeon that he had got the key for. And he was like, how did this sword get in my inventory? Because he just called it for his inventory. And he was like, how did the sword get in here?
That's lies. That is lies. There was a whole thing about that. That was so that, like I said, they left that part, I guess, because, like, in today, like in real life, you know, we're dealing with cyberbullying and stuff like that. So I guess they're trying to stray away from that. But he put the sword up to the curly dude head, And he was like, I bet he could kill you with this sword. And, you know, they went on back and forth with that. And then he, before shit turned left, he gave the sword to Jin and told him, hey, you know, this is one of my backup swords. You can have it. You know, I used it in other dungeons, but it still got enough durability for this dungeon. That's how that came about.
Okay.
He dropped it. He ended up dropping it when old buddy died, the dude that thought he was fast.
Oh, yeah, that motherfucker thought he was going to flash up out of there and get to that dope boy.
That's when everybody dropped their weapon. Everybody dropped their weapons and it was just like, oh shit, it's real.
Yeah, that,
now, that part, they left the same. They left all that the same. They made it more gruesome, you know, because, and the other one's quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that was slow was him crawling to that motherfucking thing, boy.
I was feeling for him. I was like, get over that chair, please.
Because imagine a pitcher going like down. It's like, oh shit, it's getting close. And you steady scrolling.
Yeah. Bro, when it got to that part and that statue was walking around, stepping on motherfuckers, I was like, damn, big step. All right. But like when Jim, because I think that was the third part of the puzzles they had to do. Because the first commandment was, what? Acknowledge God or something like that.
Yeah.
Praise God. First one was acknowledge God. No, revere God. The second one was praise God. The third one was sacrifice, make a sacrifice for God or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they got the first one right after two dudes died. They like, you know, you got to bow your head. That's when Jim figured that out. You got to bow your head. They bowed their head. Then that's when that mud did that. I think that's when he did that creepy, that statue did that creepy ass smile that everybody was like posting pictures and shit about before Solo Leveling came out. Yeah, I was like, oh shit, there you go. I know that picture. I know that face. Then that boy got up like that. What are you over there trying to sing the Lord's Prayer? Just to praise for God. That motherfucker got his ass
squashed.
I was like, bro, that's the wrong prayer, my dude. That's the wrong one.
Yeah, that shit was good. Then, like, there's other memes too. Like, you ever seen that meme where it shows like the round table and they have all their swords out?
Yeah.
That came from Solo Leveling. The one where it shows the statue and then the other statue's under it. Mm-hmm. That came from Solo Leveling. Like, there's a bunch of memes that come from Solo Leveling. It's just, since it's animated, you won't like recognize it like right then and there.
Yeah.
But
yeah, as soon as he got up and started walking around though, and they were trying to figure out like what they had to do, old buddy, you remember the dude that came? He came out of retirement because he stopped hunting for a minute, but he needed money because his wife had just got pregnant. So he was with them. I don't know if it's the same as how the marble was, but he was with them, and they were at that part where the statue's walking around because they got to try to figure out what does it mean by praise God. And he went to one of the statues that had the weapon, one of the armor statues. That would cut his ass smooth down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth down the middle.
He deserved it.
He did. And then that's when they figured out they got to go to the statues that play the music. Then we figured out, okay, it's statues that have instruments. Go to those. And then that's when they figured out, okay, that's what we need to do because they play the music praising the God. So that's when because he had grabbed the girl that was with them, that was the B rank healer, and they took off running to one statue, but it didn't go off because they both were there. So then that's when he told her to stay there, and he broke off to go around and go for the other one. And when he ran, and the damn statue almost stepped on him. He dodged it, but when he dodged, he dove towards one of the statues that was armored. And that mud had the shield and cut his fucking leg off. So then he started crawling towards the next statue with the instrument. I thought he was dead. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, that man finna get stepped on.
Yeah, he finna get the Aaron Yeager treatment.
Oh, boy. I thought it was over for my boy. I was like, shit, this how he get reincarnated? Because he got squished. he made it finally. And, you know, that's when they got to the last part which was the sacrifice. And bro, it was just like fucking this shit was on like remnants when the statues move, but if they don't move, you looking at them. I was like, bro, ain't no fucking way. But then the motherfuckers were so scared, they just started taking off for the door because the door had opened up and they just started running through that bitch, leaving all them behind, bro. Bruh, it got to where Jin Woo was like, man, go ahead and take her and leave, bro. Because it was like everybody else had ran out. And it was just him, the girl, and Mr. Song. And he was like, Mr. Song, take her and get out of here.
And see, that was that the part they left out. It would have justified his anger. Because, like I said, it was team bully and team support. Team bully was that the first group of people you saw leave. That was them. So, they was like, damn, y'all really, you know, don't fuck with us. So, when he was getting stabbed and stuff and getting sacrificed, one of the things he was thinking about was, I can't believe I sacrificed myself for them. He's like, I never want to be this weak where I had to sacrifice myself for ungrateful people or something. He said, he was like, they don't deserve their power or something. He said, and that was one of the things that triggered it.
Yeah,
because I ain't trying to spoil it, but as time goes on, The statue was actually a statue of a real thing. But what was controlling the statue was not what it's shaped like, if that makes sense. So the statue is God. It's supposed to be a
leave it at that. Just leave it at that. We spoilers. Just leave it at that. We gonna get to that.
It's spoiler free, cause
okay.
I gotta set up the world. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like Attack on Titan. Like, you know how you have Titans, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, in this world, the reason why there's people with powers is because the world is set up on, we got rulers, which are angels, and you got monarchs, which are like kings of something. You know, there, for instance, I give you a monarch, the monarch of beast. So he's the king of all beasts. And God, that statue, when he made them for entertainment. So they was fighting each other for eons and eons. So they had the same power as God to create. So the rulers, the angels, created the earth that we in now. Hence why people have innate abilities, because those abilities stem from the rulers. Now the monsters stem from the monarchs. The monarchs also created their own world. And each monarch had his own world. So those dungeons are like glimpses of that world that one of the monarchs live in. So that's why the beasts look different. Like, you might get goblins because you got, you know, the goblin king. Or you might get werewolves and stuff like that because that's the king of beasts. But you only get like the little snippets. You know how he had the key, right? Mm-hmm. And he took that key and went somewhere.
Yeah.
All he did was go into one of the monarch's domains or one of the monarch's worlds. Or you remember when he had that penalty, had to go to that sand place?
Yeah.
That was a monarch world.
Mm.
But see, the rulers, they stuck together. The monarchs went on about their own life and decided to be separate. Until the rulers decided to come together to kill the monarchs. Then the monarchs were like, well, we ain't finna let that go down. So one of the angels was damn near the strongest on both sides. And he also had the most loyalty to God. So he felt like y'all need to chill out. So the angels was like, nigga, fuck you. And they jumped him and killed him. But he had an ability basically where as long as God is alive, he will always be alive. So he got resurrected. And God was like, well, shit, you damn near me, my nigga. You do what you want to do. I'm just here watching. So he ain't thinking nothing of it. But the angels and monarchs felt like God was just using them as action figures and, you know, playing good cop, bad cop. So he joined the monarchs. And he joined the monarchs as the shadow. His true ability is immortality. And every aspect of immortality, he can come back. He can bring people back. And anybody he brings back is under his control.
Are we talking about Jin Wu right now?
No. We're talking about the entities before the world was created.
Oh, okay. Is this backstory that they give in this web, in the manhwa?
Kinda. It's more of, okay, another thing they missing is his monologues. Whenever them screens pop up, he's actually talking in his head. And I hate that they're not giving us the insight on these pop-ups, because each pop-up had like important shit on it. So if you pause it, you can read each screen on there. But he was also commenting on these screens, because his sister played games. Yeah. But he wasn't thinking about it like a game. He was thinking about it like a fucking Code Geass.
You're breaking up, brother.
Oh, shit.
Froze up. I don't know if I froze or if you froze.
Was he right? What about now? Can you hear me now?
You back now. Yeah, I can hear it. It's kind of freezing again.
Okay, what about now?
I hear you now.
Alright. So, the man never had good intentions. The man was always on some diabolical shit. So,
wait, backtrack. You said it's like Code Geass, though?
Yeah, his mind. Like, Jin Wu is not the shonen type that they're portraying him to be.
Yeah, I think that's kind of why it's like I'm getting a different picture from what you read and what they leaving out versus what they showing me right now.
They making him more
what I've seen so far in the first four episodes anyway.
They making him more Naruto than Light Nagami. Like he wants revenge. The man is getting stronger, not to fighting dungeons and stuff like that. No noble shit. He has one goal and one goal only. The shit on the niggas that was shitting on him. That was it. So he, in his head, he was like, well, can I get stronger? So when they came to the hospital, he was questioning, you know, the system. He was like, if this is a game system, that means I can level up. But does that mean I level up in real life? So two things happened. He took that test and he failed. So he was like, well, now let me do what this screen says, level up and go check my power level. So he wanted to see the ramifications of this game. Because he was like, is this a game or is this real life? He wanted to know, like, the limits. Like, if it affects me, how much does it affect the real world? Is it a dungeon? Like, is this a mental thing? So that's how he got into the sand world, because he was playing with the game, but the game was talking to him. See, and that's another thing. The game actually talks too. So as he's thinking of diabolical shit, the game is responding to him. Like, you remember when he was like, oh, I don't know how to work this. I think it just does whatever my mind says. No, it was, it's actually a whole voice. So it's both of them going back and forth with each other, being petty. So you know how on the screen it said you'd get a penalty, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And he kept on saying, well, I'm not going to do it. What you going to do about it? And he's like, you'll get a penalty. He was like, what does that mean? You'll get a penalty. He kept on popping it up on the screen. And he's like, well, we just going to wait and see what happens. So he timed
it. That's how that motherfucker ended up in the desert with that fucking...
Yes.
Deadly ass, what was that? Fucking serpent centipede. That bitch was big as hell. And bro, let me tell you about my dumb ass. When I first seen him get teleported up and it said you had to survive, and his timer popped up, my ass was like, oh shit, he gotta survive for like five minutes. Nah, that's what he thought. I read that shit wrong. That nigga had to survive for 4 hours.
That's what he thought. He thought the same thing. And then it told him 5 hours. He's like, no, for real?
I was like, my nigga, bro, because you ain't gonna survive. I would have passed out. My damn heart would have, they're gonna burst in my chest. Run over 5 hours from that thing. And then what they portray in the anime, it was multiple. Was it just like one, or was it multiple in the manga too?
Okay, all right, so. They kinda,
he said there's more while he was running. He's like, there's more over there.
So they kind of like fast forwarded because he went twice. The first time, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't 5 hours or 4 hours, however much it was. It was like a little time. So he did it again. He wanted to see if he got more XP from the penalty or more XP from doing a workout. That was his main goal.
Yeah.
So the thing was like, oh, okay, you want to come back? Put more time on and more monsters. So that's when that nigga started getting right. 1, 2, 3.
Let me go out here and do these laps.
So, so as soon as he got done with the recovery, he went to go test his power again. And I think he was B rank. So that's when they start questioning, like, this nigga reawakened. And they explain what reawakened is. But see,
well, they came before that, actually.
Yeah, they came the first time and just left it alone. But then what happened was he got tested again officially to get changed to a, you know, B rank. And I think it was C. It was either C or B. So then the dude was like, well, what we're going to do is we're going to slide the white girl on him. Well, the American girl. We're going to slide the American girl on him to watch him. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't test him again. Because then he going to know something. Then he going to fake his power level. Because in their head, they thinking he faking his power level. This whole time, he was scheming.
Because,
like, they explain that reawakens happen. It's kind of like the illness. Like, if you go in the dungeon and the dungeon breaks, your limit breaks too. So you develop another power. But in actuality, what happens is either a monarch or a ruler done touched your ass or done blessed your ass. That's really what it is. So, like, you might start off with, like, firepower. But then the monarch of ice, you know what I'm saying, like what he saw in his dungeon or his, you know, world, he was like, man, let me bless you with some more power. And I want you to go over there to the monarch of beast. And go kill some of his beasts type shit. It's like that. So that's what a reawakening is, basically. You getting blessed by one of the gods, either the rulers or the monarchs. It doesn't matter which one, but each one has a different power.
Yeah.
So that's why Jin, his is different from everybody's, because once you get reawakened, you only have that one ability. Like you don't go past whatever you go at. So that was another thing he was trying to avoid. So like, you know how episode 4, how he was helping them people with that that monster, but he didn't wanna like get attention towards them.
Yeah, he didn't want to get directly involved in it.
Yeah, that's the reason why, because he had just redid his level. Now I don't know if they're gonna show him redoing his rank to a B hunter.
So far, the only thing that really been showing us from his little his player status, because that's what it was called when he had that encounter, is he said you've been granted player status or something like that. That's what the little menu said when he had his reawakening moment. That was in like at the end of episode 2, going into episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he leveled up, and I can't remember what it showed on his thing, but it talked about the ability points that he would get too, and how he can distribute them to strength and everything. And speaking of, that was episode 4. Speaking of, when he was in that dungeon, he started, and he was fighting like the goblins and werewolves and stuff. He was leveling up, fighting them, and he was also getting items. And then that's when he learned he could sell those items he was getting too, for money, for gold. And he had like a little inventory shop in his menu too that he could buy stuff from.
All right, so he is diabolical. I hope they keep that same energy that he had in the original shit. This man, I can't make this up, when he realized how much money he would get from all that shit selling it in real life, the man bought a mansion. He paid for his sister's school, but he paid it through somebody else. He gave the money to somebody else, like some random rich person, and told them to pay for his sister's schooling. Then he turned around and created a charity just to pay himself. Like, basically, he was washing the money. He was washing the money for laundering. He was laundering the money that he was buying from shit, just so that nobody knew that he was rich. The man had drip. The only reason why they found out he had money, because motherfucker came to a dungeon with like a brand name watch on or some shit. Like, he had like some brand name shit on it. Like, when he started dressing like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, son was with him, and it's like, when he started dressing like this, it's like, oh, you know, this is a Patek, you know, just a little something. You know, my mama gave me this. Y'all don't pay attention to it. Them Gator boots. Man, don't worry about them Gator boots, man.
That motherfucker got those little pimples on.
Like, when hell, I say when I told you last year, I was like, solo leveling is the best character development I ever seen in my life, because it's a realistic take on it. Ain't no like bullshit power of friends. Nah, this nigga diabolical. Like, he on some real nigga shit.
See, now I'm a little upset, because like you said, the way they doing it, it sounds like it's just like they just doing a shonen adaptation of it. Like, it ain't even like an anime adaptation of the manga. It's just like a shonen adaptation of it. Now, that's what it seems like from what you're telling me. But hopefully it turns and goes to this direction, because what you're talking about right now, yeah, I'm feeling that shit, because I want to see that shit. That's the shit I can relate to. Yeah, I want that type of time. He on.
I hate they're not. I hope as time goes on and we get more episodes, we get to hear the voice of the fucking pop-ups. Because
maybe it'll come up later. Because, you know, we still got a lot of episodes. So maybe it'll come up. Maybe it'll come in.
Okay.
I bet you what they end up doing is they end up showing, like, they end up introducing that from the Mawa in, like, episode. If I had to guess how anime usually goes with the 12 episode season, probably gonna come in around
6-7.
I guess.
Yeah, I say 10. They'll probably. It'd be a cliffhanger for season 2. So, like, all season 2 gonna be him going back and forth.
Probably
figuring out shit.
You think right now? What? So let me ask you this: how do you think season one? Like, what do you think that? Where do you think within the Mawa they're gonna stop with season one? Like, and what are they kind? What are they gonna kind of set up? Are we just gonna get more of the Jinwoo, you know, leveling himself up, or are we gonna like start diving into like the other side of his like abilities and powers, and the other start looking at maybe a subplot within the story at some point?
They already started that subplot. They already showing the ants, and they already showing the S-rank. I think they're gonna fill in time, showing the full scope of that dungeon break, because that dungeon break, it was happening the whole time, but we didn't see it. We never knew about it. By the time he gets strong enough to handle it, it was already chaos. Like, it shut down cities type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably get more of that. And no, I'm not trying to spoil it, but we're probably going to get characters introduced in a certain way that wasn't in the manga. I think that that would give us more feels for certain characters. Like, just, okay, I'm a give you a description of one. It was a shield nigga. I think he was S rank or A rank. Shield nigga. I want to say it's the one you saw in the beginning. I can't remember for sure. I think it was, though.
Are you talking about the statue?
Not the statue,
the S-rank, huh?
Yeah, it was one with a shield.
Nah, they ain't show that. They ain't show one with a shield.
Oh. Well, it's gonna be a nigga with a shield, and that nigga tough. But I say, and he a healer. Like, this motherfucker was, like, some of them got two powers. He was a shield person, he was a tank person, and a healer. Like I said, Jinwoo is diabolical. He knew if he left that nigga alive, he was gonna snitch on him. Jinwoo can't have that right now. Jinwoo trying to, it's not called solo leveling, it's called secretly leveling. That's the true name. I'm secretly leveling up. Anyway, he knew, one, I need your power. Two, you cannot escape, you know what I'm saying, this dungeon. And tell people what you saw. So he ended up getting him. He told everybody, oh, he died in the dungeon, man. He saved my life. You know what I'm saying? The spirit was so strong. He came out like a ghost and was like, nah, nigga, you killed me. Tell them what happened. He was like, huh? So season one, it really depends on Jinwoo's progression,
his character development.
Yeah, when he pull out the trench coat, shit going down. If I don't see a trench coat by episode 10, I know we just leveling up. There's so many dungeons. There's like these side quests he do, and those side quests is what got him the money. And he also got other things that he wanted in life too, through these dungeons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he discovers what his true power is. But he questions everything, that he kind of like tests his shit out. You know, like kind of how he was doing with the dungeon. He was like, well, you know, I can keep going and see, you know, what the boss is. It's not like I'm gonna die. So, you know, there's no risk. You know, he's really a thinker.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's going to end on a cliffhanger with him going to the dungeon with the motherfucking, what's his name? Ingress.
Right, we're gonna leave it at that because I know you're gonna get to explain it, and I'm gonna be like, and I'm gonna be up here like, yeah, I want to know more. What's going on? Nah, we're gonna end it right there. All right, my last question for you in regards to Solo Leveling. So, what are your expectations for the anime adaptation, and will this anime be considered gateway and be in conversations with like Naruto, One Piece, DBZ, Hunter x Hunter, Death Note, all that type shit? You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely going to be It's going to be a gateway. If Attack on Titan is considered a gateway, it's going to be with Attack on Titan. I can't remember the studio that does Solo Leveling, but at the same time, it doesn't matter. They're doing a good job. They're showing like enough gore, but not too much, and their pacing is good. So I see this, you know, definitely being something everybody want to watch. You know what I'm saying? Like Demon Slayer, Attack on Titan. You know, it's a modern gateway.
Okay. I don't know why. One other thing before we get ready to head out. I do like the art style. The art style actually reminds me of JJK Season 1.
Yeah.
Similar to it. It looks very similar to JJK Season 1. Because when I was watching, I was like, damn, this shit look good. And it's like, what does this remind me of? And then I thought about it. I was like, JJK Season 1 looked this good.
Hell, all the winter anime look good.
They do. And we're gonna talk about the rest of them in our next episode. So
y'all stay tuned.
Cause it's some good shit in the winter for real. But
so we'll talk more about Solo Leveling. We're gonna wrap this up with this. What do you rate with the 4 episodes you saw? What do you rate Solo Leveling? Out of 10.
Before you told me some of the stuff that was from the manhwa, I was giving it a solid. Yeah, I'm gonna say solid 9.5. I was right 9.5. I was geeked with it. I ain't gonna lie. I was geeked with it, boy. I was like, yeah, this is that shit I like. But now after hearing like some of the stuff they left out, it's like, I kind of want to drop them down to like an 8, maybe even 7.5, because it's like what you told me could have like really elevated this to be damn near perfect. Like if they would have added these little tidbits in,
but I think because it would have been
that much more relatable. Honestly, it would have been relatable.
Yeah, I think they're going with like a more Dragon Ball Z type of thing, like more focus on the fights and the scene versus how we got there. Like how we got here doesn't matter. He got a fucking dragon.
You know what? I ain't even gonna talk about that because we'll be here for another 30 minutes talking about this. But eventually we gonna talk about this. People need to focus on the fucking storylines and the plots. Like we want to hear the story and plots.
Yeah. And just like him, my rating was a 9, and then it changed once I realized the story and how they, you know, took some things out. But I understand, you know, you want it to be popular
for the pacing, and you know, it's only so much you can put in like 20 to 25 minutes of an anime adaptation. So I mean, I understand. It's still up there. I still rate it high. It's still very good. If y'all haven't watched it, definitely go watch it. I mean, it's definitely worth it. Like you won't be disappointed. It's great. It's great. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's great.
And I ain't spoiled anything. So much happens. Just know he gonna be the most light skinned, drippiest NBA young boy person when it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm. Straight diabolical.
What Kingdom Ruin was supposed to be.
Oh, see, yeah. All right, that's gonna wrap it up for today's episode, guys. We want to thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode. As always, we appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedules to sit down and join us on our podcast. Your support means everything to us. Until next time, stay geeky.
Don't forget to give this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and like and share it with your friends who also like to geek out. If you want to further support us and get more content, go to our Patreon. We also have a GoFundMe page. And we would like y'all to help us get the best quality equipment so we can give you the best experience. Follow us on our socials. Our TikTok is Geek Out with DJ X Trip. And our Instagram and Facebook is the same name, which is Geek Out with DJ and Trip. Doing so will help us grow and become the number one podcast in the country, baby.